like this song, for example. You got to wonder if there's some guy driving around out there. He's got the boom car. You know, it's sort of a talk radio, the thumps kind of a thing. It's the Rick Emerson Show, 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We've been talking about Sport Fight 15 tribute, which happens this Saturday at the Rose Garden. Of course, I'm going to be there. I'll be doing... I'm doing like a special kind of ring announcement because they're going to be doing a city versus suburbs bout, which is fantastic. We talked to Matt the Law Lindland about that yesterday. It's coming up Saturday, April 8th, 7:30 at the Rose Garden. Well, welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. Now, I got to tell you, and some of y'all are very familiar with this man. Legendary does not begin to describe him. He's the only athlete to have held championship titles, both the heavyweight and light heavyweight divisions in the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championship. They call him the Natural, Captain America, five-time champion, I believe. And it's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show, Randy the Natural Couture. How are you, sir?
Good, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And I got to tell you, first of all, if anybody, people unfamiliar, A, you could probably reach through the phone and just kill people that way if you wanted to. B, somebody told me something about you, and I'll have to plead a little ignorance. You'll have to explain this. Somebody said, we're talking, and I said, oh, I'm going to have Randy Couture on. They said, really, the UFC guy? And I said, oh, yeah, and he's doing the sport fight thing and everything. Somebody told me that your preferred sort of method of when you're on the offense, your preferred method of fighting, somebody said it's what was referred to as ground and pound. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
That's
kind of my style of fighting. I come from a wrestling background, so I'm pretty confident in the ring that I can take just about everybody down that fight.
So what exactly, explain what a ground and pound sort of offense is. What does that really mean?
I basically close the distance and put you on the ground so that you're on your back, and then from there find ways to hit you, either land elbows, throw, you know, hit you with punches, and you know, rather than make transitions and trying to find submission holds, I'll just hit you there until you can't intelligently defend yourself and find a way to get the fight stopped.
Which is fantastic, and sometimes you see what happens is those guys get knocked onto their back, and at a certain point, because they wear the mouth guard, but at a certain point, this is the tipping moment that happens sometimes, where the guy will find it difficult to breathe, and so somewhere in his head, he figures the best way to breathe is to turn and spit out the mouth guard. But of course, that's the moment that it's over, right? Because then it's just like an elbow to the face, and then it's all gone, right?
It can be an indicator, yeah, that you're close to finishing a guy if he spits his mouthpiece out.
Yeah, because then it's just going to be elbows and bad teeth, you know? So, and I know that you've, let's see, I know you've done boxing, you've got skill in jiu-jitsu, and then you've actually done a chokehold. You've actually submitted a couple guys where it's just like a full-on straight chokehold, right?
Yeah, my very first fight and not my last fight, but the fight before that, I caught guys with front chokes or rear chokes.
Do you suppose when you're choking a guy out, do you suppose in the back of his head he's just wondering why he even got out of bed that day? Do you suppose he's just going, oh, I should have just become an accountant. Why am I being choked out? Why am I even here?
Yeah, I imagine there's kind of a little contemplation going on there. It's like, how the hell did I get here?
It's like, why? What? Let me, and just, so if you, I mean, these guys who, whether, you know, the UFC or now in sport fight, if a guy goes into the ring and he's just doing, because it is, it's obviously not no holds barred in a legal technical sense, but it is, these guys are going all out. They really are going all out. How many days, weeks, whatever, does it take to recover from a real intense fight like this? Are you just walking around for days and days and days just hunched over, or are you bounced back like in a couple days?
You bounce back pretty quick. Obviously, it depends on the fight and which end of things you're on. Sometimes if you're on the wrong side of things, it can take a little longer to recover, but most of the time, even if you get beat, the guys have spent a lot of time training. Their bodies are adapted to this physical activity, and they don't get hurt that bad, really.
And so with this sport fight now, you've got a lot of guys. There's a few from Hawaii, but largely these are guys. It's Portland, Gresham, Oregon City, Estacada. You know, it's the guys who were right from here. They're in our own backyard. And this is really, you guys call it the ultimate evolution of one-on-one combat, but this is really, it's the real deal. This is world-class fighting, mixed martial arts, all kinds of different disciplines coming together. And the Rose Garden, I mean, this is going to be thousands and thousands and thousands of people that are turning out for this thing.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. We've got a lot of great fighters from right here in the Pacific Northwest, and we saw an opportunity to create an outlet for these fighters where we could put on a classy production, a, you know, family-oriented show where the guys are going to get treated well and they're going to get good exposure, they're going to get good competition. And we've got some of the best fighters on the planet right here in Oregon and in this area. So
if there's, you know, there's some guy out there and he's listening and he's, you know, whatever, he decides this is something he ought to be doing, how does a guy, if he's just some guy sitting out there and he thinks this is something for him, he thinks it's a thing he ought to compete in, what's the first step that a guy takes to get on the road to doing something like Sport Fight? How do you even start that?
You got to find a school to train. And there's several schools in the area. Obviously, we have a school out in Gresham called Team Quest. We've got a lot of great fighters and a good atmosphere for learning and developing your skills and finding out where you're at. And I think that's the first thing, is put yourself in an environment where you're gonna learn, you're gonna develop and see, you know, where you're at and where you have to go to be a fighter.
All right. So we've been talking about this all week, and I'm going to be there on Saturday. And if people want to find out more, it is what is sportfight.tv.
That's right.
Sportfight.tv, and of course you can go to rosequarter.com to find out more. And again, if somebody out there just kind of wants to learn the basics, or they want to know about taking kind of the first steps, is that the same website, sportfight.tv? Is that kind of where they should go, where they should look?
There, or you can go to teamquestfightclub.com. That's the actual school, the training center out in Gresham.
Excellent.
And for whether you want to be a fighter or not, maybe you just want to learn some self-defense or the conditioning and discipline and fitness that comes from this style of fighting and this style of training, then, I mean, either thing can happen at Team Quest.
All right. I do have to ask this final question. When is the last time that you were not in the ring and a guy tried to pick a fight with you?
Actually, that has not happened to me.
Really? Do the guys just see you and then they just know that it's a no-go and they sort of slink away? Or?
I'm usually smiling and pretty relaxed and having a good time, so there's not a lot of posturing and stuff going on, and I don't find myself in the bars and things like that where alcohol gets involved, and that tends to be the situation where
it's probably,
those things happen. So
it's probably just as well.
Yeah, you know, I try to stay away from those sorts of things.
Do you think if a guy was just standing there, and it, like all things being equal, in a purely hypothetical situation, do you think if a guy was just standing there and didn't do anything, and you just got one good punch, do you think he could just kill a guy with one punch?
Well, I think that's always a risk.
I mean,
certainly as someone that's trained, you have to consider that. Even if you're in altercation and you're defending yourself, you have to consider those things. I mean, we spend a lot of time refining our skills and developing the technique to be able to take somebody out, and you never want that situation.
No, of course not. It's purely hypothetical. We would not advocate that.
Except if you're riding, like, late night on the Knox.
Yeah, I was going to say, unless you're riding the bus at night and some guy comes after you with a screwdriver or something.
You never know when you get on the Knox these days.
It's true. All right, so it's going to be happening Saturday, April 8th, Sport Fight 15, a tribute, which is, when they say tribute, that's all about you, because this is really a whole night that is about you and a really unmatched record. So it is all about the glory of Randy Couture, right?
Well, I decided about 6 months ago it was time to retire, and I just had my last fight about 8 weeks ago, and so I've been fighting for about 9 years, and you know, it's a good time to make a transition and do something else, and so they, you know, my partner Matt and Jay Weston decided they wanted to do kind of a tribute show to my career and all the things that I've been fortunate enough to be involved in over the last 9 years.
Excellent. All right. If you want to find out more, go to sportfight.tv. Sportfight.tv. You can go to rosequarter.com. Randy, the Natural Couture, this Saturday, April 8th, Sport Fight 15. Thank you, Randy.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
All right.
On.
There you go. Randy, the Natural Couture. There you go. He could kill a guy. He could totally kill any one of us. One hit. What is that guy? Two hits. Me hitting you, you hitting the floor, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. That's Randy, the Natural Couture. All right, are we? By the way, you're listening to KCMD AM Portland. Thank you. I am Rick Emerson. This is the Rick Emerson Show, where we engage in merriment and whimsy, and we have a water cooler that we may gather around it and discuss things of interest.
Now, what happens?
I don't know.
Yeah, what are we doing?
I've forgotten. We're going to have Tim Riley, the city desk. Jen Lane is in the his house, as Ian Gordon would say. Not me. I wouldn't say that because that's retarded.
You just did.
Ian. No, but I'm referencing Ian Gordon, who would say that. He would say that, and then he would say dog. And then he'd sort of like, he'd kind of bob back and forth and go chew some tobacco. It's 503-773-2970. We got emails coming in. We'll get these phone calls, and we'll go to the city desk in just a second. We'll bring on Jen Lane. We are now 2 weeks away. Two, my friends. 2 weeks away from Listener Party 9. Happening Thursday, April 20th. So, Balazs Mount Tabor. featuring a performance by the artist formerly known as the Bigger Than Jesus house band. We're going to be naming them next week. And then next week we will probably be able to announce this other. There is a small little special surprise happening during the band set. We'll be able to talk about that next week. And by the end of this week, we'll have a name, I think. We're assembling the set list with y'all's help. We're trying to find out what are the most crowd-pleasing, roof-raisingest rock songs on earth. These people have been very patient with us. Thank you. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Chuck.
Hi, Chuck. How are you?
Hey, I got a set list suggestion.
Chuck,
and
you could
party name.
You could probably kill a guy named Chuck. Could probably kill a guy. A guy named Chuck. You don't want to screw with a guy named. You know what you're
envisioning? Some guy from Estacada riding the TriMet home with his other tooth in his pocket.
Yes, exactly. Okay. That's what I'm saying. You
riding Randy Couture.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. What is your suggestion?
Hair of the Dog by Nazareth.
Yeah, look at you. You know the people. All right, Hair of the. Why is it even called that? Does anyone know? Everyone knows the song, but it's like people don't know the title. Hair of the Dog is that the Now You're Messing with the Son of a Bitch. The one that's a ripoff of Day Tripper. It's got that riff that's stolen from Day Tripper by the Beatles.
Yeah,
why is it
some rap song ripped off the riff from Hair of the Dog?
Let's go Riot.
Yeah.
All right. What's your other thing here?
The party name suggestion is Steve from Vancouver sucks like a Hoover.
It does rhyme. I'll give you that. Steve from Vancouver. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Chuck. All right. It's funny how the name makes all the difference. A guy named Charlie, you could kick his ass. Chuck, though, Chuck will kill you and then eat your bones. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
It's Joe.
Joe. Joe would kick your ass, too. Joey, not so much, unless you live in New Jersey. What's up, Joe?
No. Crew, Live Wire.
Crew, Live Wire. Anything that starts with Crew, Live. Because I'm alive. Live Wire. This is, and if Andrew, who is Andrew Green, I'm sorry, I think he has a stage name, Andrew, whatever, Andrew Rockfist, the guy, he's the drummer and he's sort of the band leader at this point. He has this observation about Vince Neil, which is fantastic. Oh, and he's gone, he's not even getting to hear. But his point is that anytime Vince Neil doesn't know what to say, he just says Hollywood, which is completely true. You listen to the Motley Crue canon, and first of all, Vince Neil can't sing. He's a terrible singer. I love Motley Crue, but he's a terrible singer. He sounds like Fozzie Bear. But when he sings, anytime he doesn't know what to do, it's just like, Hollywood! And then it's just like solo, and then they end. And that's it. That's how they do that. I'm going to put these callers on hold. Hi there. You're on hold. You're right there. You just hang tight. You just don't go anywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, at the City Desk, it's your personal savior, Tim Hollywood Riley.
From high atop the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk Newsbeat. Tim Riley reporting the sexual misconduct investigation against Portland. We don't even have to go there for this. Police Chief Derek Foxworth is heating up. Now there's a second round of racy emails being released. Mostly too graphic for our newscast. That's according to Coin Six Words where I get this news. Not for ours, though. And apparently, the mayor has asked the chief to stay on the job while the investigation continues. The fundamental question is he able to carry out his duties? I have determined that he is, and if that changes, I'll reconsider my decision, said Mayor Tom Potter. Anyway, the latest thing is one of the love poems he wrote says, quote, I love, by the way, this woman should be flattered.
She is.
I mean, he could have done better.
Well, it sounds like he was with somebody else, probably.
Or at least a couple of people.
Let me see her picture. I can't really see her picture. I mean, good Lord.
I've seen her buying, like, tons of lottery tickets. Women who look just like her.
Oh, and bad hair dye, apparently. Mm-hmm. That's a serious bleaching she's given that hair.
Mm-hmm.
And that lip gloss ain't helping, honey. All right. Well, whatever you... And, you know, this is a black and white photo, but you can already tell that the... Yeah. I have to, you know that... Sarah, look, it's a black and white photo, but you know that whatever color her eyes are... Like her makeup, you know that's all wrong.
Oh, yeah, it's like shiny blue.
Totally. So,
you can see it.
Like metal flake. Yeah. Tina Yothers, exactly. But if she kind of went to seed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you made her like work at a 7-Eleven somewhere for like a year. Yeah. Like if she'd never become famous and had been born in my neighborhood. That's, yes, there
and
you
she borrowed a wig from Poison.
Totally. She's got her Ricky Rocket wig on. Yeah.
So the latest love poem today is...
Oh, God. Wait, do we need music for this?
Oh, perhaps we do. It's only a line or two, but...
All right, hold on. Let's roll the...
I love the idea of picking you up with you wearing nothing. Heels, stockings, and a cream lace teddy.
Okay, that's not nothing.
I know, that is something, isn't it?
Well, he said nothing but.
No,
right?
I think he just said nothing.
Right, nothing.
Except for shoes and stockings and a teddy.
I can think of nothing better than driving you to a secluded park. That's today's love poem, courtesy of Keith.
Poetry corner with. See, if we were a real show.
He'll be teaching creative writing at PCC.
At PCC. Exactly. That's exactly where that belongs. If we were a real show, we could have created a bit out of this somewhere. And it would have been like poetry school with, or it would have been like I would have set those to music and sung them or something. You know, but it's just, we tried from noon to one today, we tried to be like an actual news current event station, and that was just a big abortion.
And you'll see if anything became of that on Coin News 6 tonight, beginning at 5, I believe.
Yes. Yes, you will.
I'll see you tomorrow, my 3 hours of sleep.
Can I tell you what Coin did this morning? It was fantastic. The guy's gone now, I can talk about it. It was fantastic. And, cause someone called me this morning. I won't say who. Someone called me this morning. And was like, hey, they're reading the chocolate love poem. And so you got to tape it because you're going to be able to hear the anchor read the chocolate love poem. It was a janitor. And I said, oh, thank you, janitor at Coin. I appreciate that. And so I went to tape it. But you know, on the TiVo, you got the 30-minute buffer and then you lose it. And like an idiot, I didn't just record it. So I lost the buffer.
No.
But I swear to God, they did the most, they did like the most archetypal news thing this morning. And I don't think it was the local people, like, because it's like local and national interwoven, right? I think it was the national people, but they did the most archetypal thing, which is it's the thing that's going to kill you and your family horribly that they'll tell you about later. And it was, they literally did the whole, I wish I'd taped it, but I'll have to kind of reenact it. It was a whole lot of coming up. We'll talk about a common household device, the paper shredder, and why it may be a danger to you and your family pet. Plus, a bizarre but common contact lens fungus which may cause immediate and painful blindness.
Oh, I heard about that.
But first, and then they like went to something about snow globes or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was totally like, it's going to kill you and everyone you know. Your intestines will be liquefied. That's coming up tonight at 11 o'clock. In the meantime, here's, you know, and then you cut to a guy talking about the, you know, ice skating or something. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Well, this just in. A researcher in Britain has created a biodegradable cell phone. When planted, will grow into a sunflower. The eco-friendly cell phone cover has a seed implanted inside that grows into a flower in about 2 weeks.
I'm glad we've solved every other problem on Earth, and we've now got a cell phone that can double as a shade tree.
Well, it's estimated that nearly 1,800 mobile phones are discovered every day in the United Kingdom. Remember, they're an island nation. They could sink by the weight of the cell phones alone unless they grow into something. The product will be on the market by the end of the year.
You know, they're not really a united. They're not a kingdom anymore, are they?
Well, they call themselves that.
Is United Kingdom, Great Britain, are these just honorary names? They don't really mean anything. It's like
Britain,
in the South, everybody's
Britain,
a colonel.
Scotland, and Northwest Ireland.
They don't still own anything. Now, I'm unclear about the whole Britain-Ireland connection. What is the deal?
Northern Ireland. They took it over.
Still?
Yeah.
What are all the...
They gave it back, but then they took it back again.
All right. I've realized I don't care. It doesn't matter. I'm just going to continue my ignorance. Are we done?
I got one more for you.
Okay.
For air travelers flying over southern Nevada this week, a view offers more than miles of dusty desert. A giant bikini-clad Hollywood star perched on the hillside isn't a mirage. It is a Maxim magazine cover. Now, what they've done is taken a barely dressed Eva Longoria, star of Desperate Housewives, and turned her into a 75 by 110 foot outside of Prim near the California state line. So if you're flying over the area, you will see her. In the sand.
This is news no one can use.
Certainly.
In any way.
Everybody wants to take a look. Take a look.
Yes, everyone loves Eva Longoria. Or not. Huh. All right.
That's interesting, isn't it? Well, that's it for now. Thanks very much for joining us.
Okay. We've done that thing again where we had the big... with the big open, and then the news just ends with a sort of... okay. Sort of a...
No, see, I think Tim delivered. You and I should have thought of something funny to respond with.
I'm sorry. Eva Longoria... No, I got nothing. What joke can you make about Eva Longoria?
I don't know.
There's nothing. Yeah, you're right, but we failed. Tim, we failed you.
Wasn't she interviewed about being a love teacher for her younger boyfriend?
I don't know. That was all Allie and no Oop right there, that whole thing. I'm sorry, Tim.
That's all right.
Sorry, Tim.
Well, there'll be some other time, I'm sure. Whoa. Make it a good day, won't you?
Moving forward. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show from Lawfly Magazine. Coming in to save the day. Jen Lane, how are you, Jen?
I'm doing a lot better than
I love that shirt.
Thanks.
You've worn that a few times. I love that.
It's one of my favorite t-shirts.
Something about a chicken and a shirt that says police. Yeah, did you get that as a special present? And puts on the shirt and it gets in the hot tub.
Can't comment on that.
Yes, excellent. How you doing?
I'm doing, you know, I'm hanging in there, but I've had a rough day.
Yes, yes. So have we all. How has your day been rough? Can you talk about it?
Well, my computer died.
I'm sorry.
And along with the hopes and dreams of Barfly, so.
Oh, did you have the, because now for those who don't know, now Barfly Magazine, which is a fantastic publication, perhaps the best publication ever. And but you've been on hiatus, and then it was coming back.
Yeah, right? We've been coming back for like 6 or 8 months now. It's been ridiculous. So just one thing after another, and every time we get to the point where it's about to go, there's another catastrophe, like minor catastrophe, like my computer going. You know.
And so was everything on? I mean, dumb question. Everything was on the.
Yeah, I mean it's rescuable, and once I figure it out. I'll do something about it, but I can't afford a new computer, which I really need right now. You know, that's the bottom line. The computer is just too old, and I need to get some sort of monitor or something to hook up to it so I can still use it.
So this has put a crimp in your plans. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I lost my website.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
The server went down, and I lost all the archives on my website.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. So, see, we both have our
technical
problems.
Can you get stuff back out of, like, Google Cache?
It's been a... It's been a difficult computer week for everybody.
Yes.
It's
a good thing we're going to have a drink after this.
Absolutely.
I don't think I mean to complain, but it's one of those weeks where it's like it's Thursday, but it already feels like it's next Wednesday.
Yeah,
it's
really.
Like every day has taken about 3 days to get through.
Well, I can't wait for the party, so I've got my eyes on that prize.
Speaking of the party, Jen, we're putting together a set list for at least your
and
party
night. I have my pick.
All right.
30 Days in the Hole by Humble Pie.
Humble Pie. Who suggests Humble Pie? That's badass.
That's one of my favorite. That's my top five of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
Humble Pie. Good for you. Let's get a couple of calls here. These people have been holding forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And ever. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mark.
Hi, Mark. What have you got?
I got a good one for you, Rick.
All right.
Motor City Madman, Terrible Ted.
Yes, the Terrible Ten Fingers of Doom.
Free for All.
Free for... That's a great song, man. You know, I was watching My Name is Earl the other day, and...
That show.
Oh, come bite your tongue.
Oh, God.
Let's agree to disagree, as they say in talk radio. Pap? All right. But the thing... When everyone thinks of My Name is Earl, it's got a great soundtrack, and they played Free for All the other day, and what a great song that is. And it's just got that...
Oh, yeah. How can you top... When in doubt, I whip it out. I got me a rock and roll band.
Yeah, totally. And stakes are high, and so am
I. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So am I.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, there you go. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Rick, it's Ian.
Hi. Is this Ian Gordon?
Yeah.
Dog, you're in the hizzle or whatever? How do you say
Stop.
That? How do you talk? You say that, you know...
Ian's talking like a normal person. You should, too.
Oh, see, but now he's doing it. See, Ian is like that car you take in and it stops making the noise. And now he won't do it. He's like the dancing frog.
I tell my wife I'm not a jukebox. You can't put a nickel in me, hon.
Okay.
I don't know why. I was working in the trade that I've learned since Ian Pleasantness, and I just heard my name, so I thought I'd call up and...
I
didn't
know
if it had to do with Chef Foxworthy or anything, but...
I Chef Foxworthy. I had made the observation that someone was in the his house, and then everybody looked askance at me, and I said, "Well, Ian does it," and then that didn't really cut any bait with anybody, though.
I'm from Northeast, dog. You don't roll like that. You're a honky from Kennewick.
See how it just flows from some folks and not others. All right,
he had Matt the Law Lennon. I thought he called me out or something. I was gonna. Give me the old ones and twos if I had to.
Yes. No, I don't believe he was calling you out in any way. I think those were the voices in your
head. Okay, thank God.
Again. Yeah, are you coming to the listener party?
Yeah, I'll be there for sure.
Have you got a musical suggestion in terms of crowd-pleasing rock?
No, I don't listen to rock, dude. Remember?
I know you're down with
I roll real with the homies. Foshies,
Okay, we're... I believe we're done now.
Yeah,
can they play Vanilla Ice?
Yes. They'll do the metal version that he did. All right, thank you, Ian.
Thanks, Rick. Have a good one.
There you go. Ian Gordon, ladies and gentlemen. See, why can he pull that off and I can't?
He can't pull it off either, Rick.
Shh, don't tell him that. He does it better. You have to see him live. You have to see him in person.
It's so hard to get tickets, though.
Rick, how about something by Iron Maiden? Perhaps The Trooper. Number of the Beast.
I thought we already had Run to the Hills.
Who said, was that you? Who suggested Run to the Hills?
A caller, but that would be what I'd want to hear.
Run to the Hills. How can you not have Run to the Hills? No, it's true. That I would also accept, perhaps, Run to the Hills. I would also accept Can I Play with Madness as a substitute, but Run to the Hills is probably better. Or Ace is High. Run to the Hills. Or Number of the Beast.
How about that song Black Betty?
Oh, by Ram Jam?
Mm-hmm.
That's Black Betty by Ram Jam, which is like one of those, it's like the only song they ever had, right?
Yeah,
Who are those guys? Where is Ram Jam now?
Where is your Ram Jam now?
I was going a different way with it.
Where's the Ram Jam behind the music?
I was going a different way.
Behind that one song.
They should totally do that. I was going the Matt Dillon way. I was going the, where is the Misty Mountain Hop? Where is the Iron Man? Where is the Black Betty of our generation?
You know, that could be a new bit for your show, Behind That One Song.
It's like that show Behind the Music That Sucks. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah. Behind That One Song. But just when they had it all came crashing down. Do we have to break?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it so we don't get behind.
Okay. Tell you what, we're going to put these calls on hold. Ella, you're on hold. Don't speak. Don't speak. It's 503-733-2970. We're here with Jen Lane, Barfly Magazine. Tell you what, we're going to come back and talk more about Listener Party 9. We are endeavoring to create, anyway, the set list for Listener Party 9 coming up 2 weeks from tonight, featuring the artist formerly known as the Bigger Than Jesus House Band. Like Us at 3, world famous Phil Henry. So show 7. Stay there. We'll be back after this. Don't go anywhere. It is a Rick Emerson show. All right, so Rick Emerson Show, thank you for coming back. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We got this. By the way, I shouldn't get sidetracked. Somebody sent me this. It's a graphic. They wanted Rick Emerson, Listener Party 9, and they made like a 9 Lives thing, which is not bad. I think somebody posted that on my MySpace thing. All right, what else do we have here? Oh, next week we're going to be naming the band. We're going to be naming the artist formerly known as the...
I've been trying to get somebody to name their band the Assless Chaps for so long now.
That's genius.
That is a great name.
But you know what? Actually, I saw, like, there's some band now called the Buttless Chaps, which is
stupid.
That's they
stupid.
Totally yeah. missed it. But for years, I've been pushing out
Assless
of people.
Assless Chaps.
And they'll go, ha, ha, ha.
No, but
that would be such, I mean, there's such great crossover potential. I mean, there's just...
Do you see what I mean,
a winning name.
About how with comedy, it's all the details. It's the subtlety. Like, I try to explain to people, like, again, sometimes I would try to explain to somebody why certain things are funny and certain things are not. Buttless Chaps isn't funny. Assless Chaps is hilarious. All right, we got the, I'm not going to read any, I'll read, like, one. Fist of Sauron. This is really good. Just Codpiece, which I like. It says everything. It's like Assless Chaps. It tells you right there what you're going to see. I don't think they're going to do that. We are creating the set list for Listener Party 9. Featuring the artists formerly known as the Bigger Than Jesus House Band. We'll get these calls here in just a second. It's 503-733-2970. So far we've got Wanted Dead or Alive, Back in the Saddle, Nice Boys. These are suggestions. To Hell with the Devil by Stryper. I gotta bring that in. Have you heard To Hell with the Devil, anyone? Oh, I gotta bring it in tomorrow. Hold on. To Hell with the Devil. It's the worst song. It's this Stryper song. I mean, it's so you know it's good. Cheap Trick, Ace of Spades, Hair of the Dog, Live Wire. Let me play just a couple. Here's... Let's see, this is the Bigger Than Jesus House Band playing a little snippet of Metallica here. Check, this is our guy John Hughes on lead vocals. Here we go. Just the instrumental section. They do this whole. I got to play one more here. This is because this is my favorite one actually. Check that. This is the Bigger Than Jesus Band, Little Motley Crue. Fantastic. It's just so good. It actually, it makes me physically aroused. It's so good. All right, so there you go. All right, let's, hello there, Rick Emerson Show. Hello there, Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, I love you to pieces. That's an old Lizzie Borden reference. Anyway,
Metallica.
You're hanging out with Jen earlier today? I'm sorry? What?
If you want to open it slow, open with Anesthesia Pulling Teeth.
Yes.
And then Whiplash right after that.
All right. They have the two Metallica songs there. Anesthesia Pulling Teeth, which is a bass. That song is a bass solo, right?
That is a bass solo. And the reason why they call it Anesthesia Pulling Teeth, because if you stand in front of the bass speakers when Cliff Burton was playing that, it felt like someone was pulling your teeth out with a pair of pliers.
That's a bad feeling. Why would you want to have that feeling?
Well, dude, it's metal. I mean, what do you expect?
Fantastic. What's your name?
My name's Joe.
Joe, thank you, Joe.
Uh-huh. Adios, yo.
Okay, goodbye now. Boy, howdy. Attention advertisers. Have all three bars ready. All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, Rick. This is Brad.
Hi, Brad. What's up?
Hey, are you sure his name wasn't Gabby? I thought maybe his teeth had been pulled out.
He did. I couldn't tell whether it was a tooth thing, whether it was an ethanol thing. I got nothing. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I need some old school rock for us old guys.
All right.
Something like Rick Derringer with Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo.
As opposed to the millions of other Rick Derringer songs that they'd want to bust out.
Yeah, I was thinking about that on the one-hit wonder.
Rock and roll, yeah. I should just put Derringer. Like, I don't even need to specify that. I feel so sorry for that guy in many ways, because you know he's probably written some masterpiece in his basement that no one cares about.
Hoochie-coo. Well, he did jam with, you know, the Edgar Winter Band for a long time.
Yeah.
They had some moderate success.
No, it is. Well, and he played, Rick Derringer played the guitar solo on Eat It by Weird Al Yankovic. So, you know, he's got that going for him.
Yeah.
He doesn't get asked to play that much, though. I mean, it's...
I think maybe you got to throw a little Beastie Boys in for Ian. You know, that might help.
That's not a bad idea. Now, the band, I don't know if they'd pitch a fit about this. They do tend to be a little bit of rock purist. But, you know, you pull out one of the old school, you know, the No Sleep Till Brooklyn kind of a thing, the She's On It, the Fight for Your Right to Party. That
Girls.
Girls. So there's Girl. Something there, some metallic reworking of a Beastie Boys song. There's a little something. That's a little seed of genius right there.
It's shocking for me. Thank
yeah,
you.
It really is true. Are you calling from inside a coffee can of some kind, Brad?
No, I'm just using the the Bluetooth while I'm driving.
Yes, it's a flawless
technology.
Brad's the
one who took me to the Black Eyed Pea party.
where there was one third guy from left on the band.
Remember that guy that won the contest and then we were supposed to take him out of the town and
four
Brad
years
was
ago.
Gonna drive us
oh,
in a really
yeah.
fancy car. Do you remember that, Brad?
I nearly forgot, yes, I think so.
Right.
I'm still good to do that. You
cool.
know, I'm great as a designated driver.
Now we've got to find
the guy.
I think
it was a guy from the Muddy River Nightmare Band, I think.
It was.
Oh, it was Brent, wasn't it?
It was Brent.
All right, thank you, Brad.
Hey, see ya.
All right, there you go. It was Brent, the Mortician Undertaker guy. Right, Big Brent?
Mm-hmm.
Big barrel-chested the...
He won the...
At Billy Reid,
what T-shirt contest?
That was like
what was
three,
it? Beer belly contest.
Yeah, it was like 3 years ago where he had the thing that jiggled him.
Oh, it was like 2 years ago.
He jiggled like a bowl full of jelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. But you know that's one of those guys. Never mind. I met him a long time before I even knew he was a listener. I met him at like a wedding reception at Hung Far Low years and years ago. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Tony.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
All right, how you doing?
I'm rolling, brother. So what is the ultimate crowd-pleasing rock song that that we should have at the listener party?
All right, I got your opener for you, man.
Okay, because the opening song,
yes.
It all rides on this. It all comes down to this song. What is it?
It's Tonight I'm Gonna Rock You Tonight by Spinal Tap.
That's actually not a bad idea at all. Tonight I'm gonna rock... it has the immortal line... what does it have that line? Something, something. Not a dry sheet in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Tonight I'm gonna rock... Hold on. Tonight... I'm gonna rock ya, rock ya, rock ya. Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, tonight I'm gonna rock you. And it has that, you're sweet, but you're just something, 15, and you still got your baby teeth. Yeah,
and,
all right.
And you're too young, and I'm too well hung.
Too young, and I'm too well hung. But tonight
yeah.
I'm gonna rock you. Yeah, that's fantastic. Well done, sir. Thank you.
All right, thank all right, you.
Spinal Tap, baby. We're Spinal Tap in the UK. You must be the USA. Hello. All right, fine, whatever. Okay. Spinal Tap, and there's like a cod piece. It all comes together right there. They come out of like veiny membranes on stage. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
The Veiny Membranes. That'd be a good band name.
Mike, what's up, brother?
Well, you know, I had to turn off my satellite radio to listen to you.
God bless you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Anyway, Back in Black, AC/DC.
Yeah, Back in Black. That's a, we've, like said, both in party name, title, people like want to name the party that, and as far as an opening song, yeah, that gets a lot of votes, yes.
I came up with that Halloween Hangover thing that didn't work out so well. So
did you name Halloween Hangover the worst of all listener parties?
I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, it's nothing to be sorry about. Not your fault. It's the place that cannot be named, and the fact that they did not believe us when we told them there was going to be a lot of people, and they sort of... I don't want to rehash old unpleasantness, but that was when we had that party, which was years ago now, which I wake up screaming in a cold sweat about every night still. And it's like, and we told them, we're like, there's going to be a lot of people. And they went, yeah, a lot of people. Whatever. Whatever, AM guy. And then, like, they didn't believe us. So it's not your fault. I don't want you to beat yourself up about it.
I think I got one beer out of the whole night. But how about, like, you know, 1 year hangover since that's how long you were gone?
1 year hangover.
Never mind. I got nothing.
All right. I like it when I don't have to break the news like that.
No, we'll say at Sabala's. They have very good service.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's true. And they got the
I've
whole
seen
three.
Keebler, the bartender there.
Keebler?
Keebler's one of the fastest guns in the West.
He does
Keebler?
On like a huge
Jason
show night
Keebler.
When it's packed. Yeah, he can do the entire bar by himself.
Keebler.
And you get your drink in like
You know what their sound guy's name is? Turtle. So it's like a Keebler and a turtle and then like, you know, it's just a whole thing.
Keebler's a fan of the show.
Keebler?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Keebler. I just can't say that without...
No, and wait till you meet him, because he doesn't look like a Keebler. He's like the biggest, most punk rock guy you've ever seen.
Because you think it'd be a small cracker-shaped object covered
exactly.
in chocolate. I don't know where I'm going. This is the dumbest show. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Bill. I just had a suggestion for the party. I really don't got time. I got to work. Can you tell Rick how about Foghat? He's been fired twice. He's on his third one. How about Fool for the City?
I'll be sure to tell Rick that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'll hear it on my in the car there.
Okay.
All right, thanks,
we'll pass it along to Rick. Thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, there you go.
What? You're kind of grumpy today.
No, I'm not grumpy. Okay, now listen. Now, this is 2 days in a row you've accused me of grumpiness.
Oh.
And I'm perfectly... I'm sunshine and rainbows, baby.
But you're leaning with your head in your hands sighing.
It's not like I'm grumpy. I wonder... I really just wonder... He had to have been listening... to know to call in about this.
I know.
He's listened to the show. He doesn't sound like a new school listener. And we love new listeners. We do. The new listeners are fine. But old school listeners, you know, there's a lot of people been listening for a long time, and we love those. So my point is, he seems like he's familiar with the show, so he knows that there's like a Tim, and he's, you know, there's Sarah, and then there's a Rick, and anybody else. And so you got to wonder, who does he think he's talking to? Who's answering the phone in his head?
It's the whole theater of the mind thing.
I guess. Do I not sound like me
people
on the phone?
People have all sorts of wild conceptions.
I know. People think we're in some big swank studio.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, I like the way they hooked you up with a...
we have a
bidet
rack.
In the corner.
Lovely coat rack, yeah.
Bidet. We have a coat
yeah,
rack.
Yeah, and is that a potty chair? What is that?
Let's not talk about
yeah.
it. That's for when the chief of police comes to visit. I like it when daddy's little girl something, something, something. Here's a weird thing about this building, though. Because, first of all, we got to say, though, that now we are in what Sarah calls, you know, our cozy space right now, because they're not even done building everything. But I got to say, you
pretty
come
airless in,
here it's a cool, but it's a cool building.
I think that's
you
why
walk
we
out there.
Cool building, yeah.
It's a cool building. I mean, it's a coin tower, obviously, but you got that great spacious lobby with all the glass.
Yeah, the lobby's awesome.
But, and then, see, because you, Sarah, you and I always come in the Quiznos entrance, right?
Mm-hmm.
We call it that because there's a little Quiznos shop right there.
Well,
and
when
that,
I go to my other job, I go in the other one.
And is that where you come in?
No, I usually come into the grand foyer.
I had never gone in the main entrance.
I love that. I think it's the nicest foyer in town.
I've been coming in here for months, and I'd never come in the main entrance until the other night when I came back at like 10 p.m. And I don't know, I still have to get my after hours key because it's like a special one they have to give you, and I never bothered to get it. It's like sitting there waiting for me somewhere. And I, so you had this, but it's open 24 hours. You sign in, and it's beautiful. I mean, it's I got so much. I didn't even feel like I would be able to come in. I felt like I didn't belong here. It's just, it's such a gorgeous building. So, all right. Well, there you go. Just to amuse myself, I'm going to play this Bigger Than Jesus Band playing Black Sabbath again. Here we go. This is the Bigger Than Jesus Band. They're going to be performing at Listener Party 9. Here they are with a little bit of Sabbath for you. Listen to that.
God, that's uncanny.
Yeah. best thing ever. All right, there you go. That's the band that's going to be playing. We come back. We'll get a few more suggestions. We got Like Us at 3, World Famous Will Henry Show at 7. Don't go anywhere. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. It is the Rick Emerson Show. You stay right there. We will continue after this on Johnson 970 AM, a proud part of the CBS radio family. Don't go anywhere. Can't get enough. I love guys who talk with a fake southern accent and try to be down with the people. I'm sorry. It's 503-733-2970.
Is he gay? I'm serious.
Who?
Larry the Cable Guy?
I don't know. There is no Larry. You know, he's, first of all, his name's not Larry, not a cable guy, not from the South, went to a private school from the Midwest.
Sounds like George Bush.
Name is Dan Whitney. Yeah. If you want to, are you guys down with David Cross?
Yeah, I just saw a great movie last night, Let America Laugh.
Yeah.
Isn't that the best?
I think he won a Grammy.
Did he?
Yeah, for Let America Laugh. Anyway, if you guys are down with David Cross, I'll find it somewhere. David Cross wrote an open letter to Larry the Cable Guy. Because David Cross was interviewed in like Rolling Stone, and he made some remarks about Larry the Cable Guy. Larry the Cable Guy, you know, doing his like fake ass like man of the people routine, and he was like, "I'm not gonna take you despairing of hiding and her," you know, and like his fake southern accent, and it totally took, you know, and he hauled out like the most hoary of all the just all that same crap that every like unfunny, every unfunny redneck comedian hauls out, the PC police. Like, PC is like anybody who doesn't like you now. You're being PC, you know? And David Cross, like, wrote this whole open letter, like Dear Jackhole, you know? It's like, all right. It's 503-733-2970 here with Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. We'll take some more calls, but I mean, Barfly Magazine, so now do I want to ask if there's a date or?
Okay, well, now, it was about to come out. I had some technical problems with this issue that was supposed to come out on April 1st, and thank God I said April 1st, because it wasn't supposed to be a joke.
Because now it looks like a master plan.
Yeah. So I had just gotten it back from the printer and I was working some stuff out and I was hoping I could get it out maybe mid-month, but now probably it's going to be May 1st.
Okay. But it's going to be better than ever before.
Yeah, it is. It's great. And, you know, our website's doing beautifully and the bus is great, but getting it back out in print has just been awful.
Now, is it going to look like the old Barfly we know and love?
It's going to be full color. It's still going to be pocket size, but instead of being square, it's going to be 5 inches by 4 inches, like a postcard.
Okay.
And it's going to be bigger, like, there's like 16 more pages in it, so it's thicker. And, but it's still pocket size.
Okay.
And cute.
Right.
And like I said, full color.
Have all the same, information.
Yeah,
the listings.
The listings are expanded. Everything's been redone. We have new icons, you know, for various
Very
things.
Cool.
And, we have different features, a lot of great, like, really funny stuff in this issue.
And the website is still up and running.
The website's doing great. I mean, the website just gets phenomenally bigger every month.
Because you've never stopped updating the website.
No, yeah. Well, the website actually only really got its legs under it last year. Because for years, it was kind of in a holding pattern. I don't know anything about doing web stuff, personally.
Right.
And I was working with some folks who had the best of intentions, but really not enough time to do it. And so it kind of sat there for a few years in
just
the same
sort of
way.
Drifted. Yeah.
And then I got a new partner, Kyle Ritter, who's our webmaster, and he just has turned it all around, and he's got it. Just it's got so much traffic, it's ridiculous.
Excellent.
So we just need to find a way to sell it now.
That's Barfly Mag.
Need some money, finally.
.com. Barflymag.com.
Yeah.
Rick, let's see. I have the listener party name suggestion to end all listener party name suggestions. Listener Party 9. Holly Hornbeak's Cosmopotastic Chokeathon. You can have a guy dressed as Hank Williams Jr. offering chokeholds all evening to anybody who wants one. That's from Kirill. All right, thanks, Kirill. I appreciate that.
What's with Hank Williams Jr. and a chokehold?
Didn't you hear about that?
That story?
Oh, see, so it's not funny if you don't have the FC. This is what you get for not being a constant listener.
Jen, did you hear about the suggestion for the listener party about kissing my ass?
Yeah, I think that's great.
Don't you think that's a good one?
Yeah.
There was a whole, believe it or not, we had Susan from marketing in yesterday, and she loved it. She thought it was fantastic. So, there's some other I gotta tell you, there's some other ones that I like, and I don't know. I think we'll probably have to sit down tonight and come up with some sort of final decision. I liked the Mission Accomplished. I liked the Emerson Strikes Back, because I like the logo, and I like how we could flank it with like a whatever AM-97 instead of Star Wars. But I don't know. We'll have to ponder tonight whether the kissing my ass. What if it ended like a big brawl? I don't want just like an Anchorman thing.
It is right next door to Swickley, so it could be a stabbing.
The kissing guys come in and just begin to beat us with their canes. That's a cheap joke. That was, see how I
Are
try
they
to
kissing
be.
Kissing guys? I thought kissing was just a it's computer just, someplace.
Yeah, they roll the kissing computer in and we'd have to, yes.
Yeah, there's, I wouldn't feel bad for kissing.
Let's see, what else do we have here? Well, so Holly Hornbeek was this, I swear to you, she's a real woman. Hank Jr. got arrested because allegedly he was in a bar or a restaurant or something, and there was a waitress named Holly Hornbeek.
Oh.
Who was not a children's TV character, as I what? Thought she would be. I thought she'd be like he was choking like an animated goose or something. There's a real woman, apparently, with the unfortunate name of Holly Hornbeek. See? It makes me laugh. And then he apparently lifted her off the ground in a chokehold.
Oh, my God.
Allegedly. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, Rick. It's Han from Dormer Rick London.
Oh, Han in London. How are you doing? How's life in London?
Yeah, well, it's getting a little sunny out here, thank God, so it's finally getting a little warmer.
Excellent. We're actually now having weather discussion with someone on the continent.
See, this is what I'm saying.
All right.
It's on a plane, man.
Now, are you going to be here for the party?
I'm unfortunately not going to be there for the party. I'm not getting back till July.
Han, booby. All right, fine. Okay, so now are you calling with a song suggestion or what?
No, actually, see, I'm calling because it's the end of the show, and there's all kind of miscellaneous stuff at the end of the show, and you know, I'm an avid member of the Emerson Army.
Excellent. God bless you, sir.
And there's over 300 of us now, and we're worldwide, and I feel like sometimes we don't give a shout-out to the international listeners.
To the continental listeners.
Yes, to all the continental listeners.
We are bad and worldwide.
Right, and see, you know, we're aching for a webcast out here, you know?
Now, if people want to know what the Emerson Army, you go to rickemerson.com, and again, it should be noted that the Emerson Army is affiliated with, but not run by me. That is an independent organization that you all do. So you go to rickemerson.com, and on the, I don't know, but the middle right-hand side, you'll just see actually a banner that says Emerson Army. You click on it, and there's actually the greatest thing. There's a world domination map, so you can see where all the Emerson Army members are. It's like started out as a MySpace group or whatever, and it's like New Zealand, Australia, Cape Town or whatever that is, and South Africa. You and your flatmates in England, you're everywhere, and they passed 300 today.
So yeah, we have absolutely. A place to stay when we travel.
Yeah, does that mean that Jen Lane can come stay? Because she can come crash with you when she comes to England.
Dude, totally. $5 a night out here.
Sarah, $5. Sarah's got a hot sister. You come on. I mean, just, you know, they could backpack
word.
Through. Yes, word. Sorry. So well, my thanks to you and to everybody else who does that Emerson Army thing. It really is. I think we're present in almost every time zone now.
Absolutely. And as a shout out to my international brethren from around the world.
Yes.
From Kabul to Baghdad to Beirut and beyond, it's the Rick Emerson Show presented by CBS Radio, live from 8 to 11 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. From KCMD, the Johnson 970, and KOL, the Johnson. Call from around the world at 001-503-733-2970.
That's the best thing I've ever heard in my life. Thank you, sir. God bless you. All right, Han, you call us anytime, brother.
Yep. See you later, Rick.
All right, there you go. God, how great is that? We just have an acknowledgement of how fantastic our peeps are. I'm sorry?
I was saying let her whore. We have like a minute left.
Oh, let her whore.
Oh, let America,
yeah.
Let America whore. Let her whore.
Well, let's see, let her whore. I've got the Barfly Easter Egg Hunt bus tour on Saturday the 15th. And tickets are on sale now at barflymag.com. And you can win $50 for finding the most eggs.
Excellent.
It's a lot of fun. Last time we did it, Jesus appeared 3 times.
It's fantastic. Thank you. All right, 503-733-2970. My apologies. No time to take another call here. So my apologies to those callers we did not get to today. But a brief overview. We had Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, Wanted Dead or Alive, Three Little Pigs, Nice Boys, Back in the Saddle, Godzilla, We're an American Band, To Hell, To Hell. I'm bringing that in tomorrow. To Hell.
We should bring all of them in tomorrow. Go through them and see which ones we want or not.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Breaking the Law, Born Again, Eye the Tiger. Hello, Back in Black, Ace of Spades, Hair of the Dog, Livewire, 30 Days in the Hole, Free for All, Run to the Hills. Let's see, Tonight I'm Gonna Rock You, which is fantastic, et cetera, et cetera. All right, let's see, how long do I have, like a minute? Something like that?
Yeah, you have like 30 seconds.
All right, I'd like to thank CNN Radio correspondent Lisa Goddard for not calling in today, for standing me up, for building a brother up and then letting him down, for building me up. Buttercup, or however that song goes. We want to thank Randy Natural Couture. We want to thank Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine for being in today. The website is barflymag.com. Coming up tomorrow, Scott Dowley from filmfever.org is going to be here, and there's like a better than ever chance that Aaron Geek in the City will be joining us today, or tomorrow rather, as well, along with Scott. So that's all coming up. The Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day by the lovely and unflappable Sarah X. Dillon. For CBS Radio. And
Jen Lane and I are headed to the bar.
Exactly.
Yes.
In the newsroom, it's Tim Riley, and of course, I am that guy. Thank you for coming along. As always, don't let the bastards grind you down. We'll see you in 21 hours. Like us at 3, world famous Phil Henry Show at 7. We'll see you in 21 hours. Thank you for listening. Be safe. And we want to thank everybody who's part of the Rick Emerson International community as well. Thank you for listening wherever ye may be on this night. Good night and good luck. Oh, my God.